What is our flow of giving and our flow of receiving? What are our relationships with those two things within ourselves and our relationships with those things with others? How are our relationships in support of balance? And if they may not be in support of balance, how might we lean into bringing those relationships into more balance, authentically and lovingly? And that's relationships with other people and also relationships with everything that we interact with in our experience. How can we harmonize? How can we come into a greater and greater balanced awareness, a greater and greater balanced experience? And a part of coming into balance oftentimes means that we need to prepare ourselves for letting go of certain things in order to allow space for other things. Balance is always, it's moving, it's not static. And it's definitely about expansion and contraction. And the balance is that zero point, that space of liminality that we can expand within, right at the center of everything. There's always going to be shift. There's always going to be change. And this lunar eclipse and this full moon energy is inviting us into that space where transformation creates balance and balance creates transformation. Reciprocal. Flowing in all directions. During this space and time now, between now and the next 3, 4, 5 days, as the lunar eclipse energy really expands for us, what are the revelations that we're experiencing? What are we knowing more now than we've ever known before? And in that knowing, what are we prepared to be? What are we prepared to do? What are we prepared to shift, to change, to allow transformation in, to allow more and more of those revelations to become real and expressed and animated in manifest form? And throughout this process, how can we, through these revelations, through this transformation, love ourselves and nurture ourselves, ground ourselves, protect ourselves, and balance ourselves throughout the entire process, allowing ourselves grace, allowing ourselves to feel nurtured and nourished from the inside out. For all great transformation happens when we are willing to be in the state of nurturing, nourishment for ourselves. There is the most grace and ease available to us in this way. We can choose. Transformation happens, period. Transformation happens. It is always happening. Shift is always happening. Change is always happening. The degree to which we allow grace, the degree to which we allow nourishment and nourishing and nurturing all along the way, is the degree to which we'll experience grace throughout the shifts and the transformation. At times we may find that we are experiencing levels, sometimes increasing levels of resistance. self-imposed or by variables that are perhaps outside of ourselves and therefore outside of our control? And how can we allow grace even in those spaces? How can we love ourselves through those transitions that sometimes feel uncomfortable, that feel challenging, that feel hard, that make us sometimes want to just turn away and say, that's too much, it's too much change, it's too much shift, it's too much transformation, I'm not comfortable with that right now. We can embrace that and accept that, love ourselves, nurture ourselves, and ask ourselves, what is it that we need to feel the strength and the courage and the willingness to continue on in all of the most aligned and highest to our optimum outcome way, be real. So all of this we hold as our energy of intention for our meditation time together today. That we allow for the cleansing, the purification, and the release, and we allow for grace as that river flows. We allow the revelations to make themselves known from deep within ourselves, from the voice of our soul, from deep within our hearts. We allow ourselves to steep in the courage that we have deep within us, that is part of take the steps that we feel within us to be powerful steps along our path of authentic transformation. And more than anything, we allow ourselves grace in balance. That if we allow balance as much as possible in every moment, in every breath, in every situation, will feel more free, we will feel more liberated, and we will feel what we need from within to see ourselves through every shift. So we allow balance. And here and now, we'll allow some quiet space for each of us to internally add whatever it is that we may want to also hold in the realm of these intentions. Something that we may wish to release. Something that we're ready to receive. And all the ways that we each personally are ready, willing, and able to allow more balance in our experience. Please breathe through these moments. Here and now, if there are any words that any of you, each of you, may want to share aloud into the give those intention more voice, more power, to be held by each of us sitting here holding space together. Please do so now. Transformation, the highest expression of balance to be made real here and now and evermore. And so it is. Let's bring our hands to our hearts, please. Following your intuitive guidance for which hand is placed at the heart center and which hand is placed atop of the other. Closing the eyes if they're not already there, and if you feel safe in doing so. And becoming aware of the breath in our bodies, breathing us alive. Feeling the warmth generating from the palms of our hands to the heart center. Receiving that warmth as love, vibrating and reciprocating that energy from the heart center back into the palms of our hands. And that energy emanates, radiates, and flows throughout our entire being bodies. Every breath that we receive into the body, and every breath that we release from the body, a gift, a demonstration of life, a demonstration of our animated beingness in this here and now. Every breath, a reminder to us that we are very much here on purpose. And that just by breathing, just by existing, by the animation of our expression into beingness, we are fulfilling our purpose in presence. As we become aware of the breath in our bodies, let's breathe that breath deep, deep, deep now through the entire body. Every time we inhale, sourcing breath from deep in the earth up through the base of our spine, up through our entire body, and as we exhale, allowing full softening in the body, releasing the breath into lightness of being. Inhale deeply, feel the energy of the earth vitalizing us through the very base of our being, up our spine. And as we exhale, feeling lightness of being as we release breath and soften in the body. Inhaling deep, charged with energy, charged with vitality, charged with aliveness. Exhale, release and soften. Release and let go. Lightness of being. Continue in this way with the breath on your own. Source the breath as you inhale from deep inside Mama Earth. Exhale and release. Soften. Lightness of being. Giving and receiving between the palms of the hands and our hearts. Our hearts to our hands to our hearts. Plugged in, connected in a sustainable source of flow. Right here, right now, each of us. Connected to each other through the oneness of all that is. Connected within ourselves. Syncing with our soul sovereignty. That sovereignty that lets us know full well our inner authority. Reveals more and more to us in every moment, every breath, our divine authenticity. And within that soul sovereignty knows the connection of oneness with all that is. We are that source. Connected, alive, liberated. Bringing our hands still now at the heart. Take a deep breath in together. Please source from deep in the earth. And together exhale. Inhale deep. Fill yourselves up. Vitality. Expanding into the fullness of who and what we are. Exhale. Soften. Release into lightness of being. Very good. And releasing our hands now, rubbing our hands vigorously in front of the body. Take a deep breath in. Keep rubbing the hands. Stop. Clap twice. Exhale. Just like that one more time. Rubbing vigorously. Inhale very deep. Suspend the breath. Stop. Clap twice. And exhale. And once more, same thing. Breathe in deeply. Suspend the breath. Keep rubbing. Suspend. Breathe in more if you need to. Suspend. Stop. Clap twice. Exhale. Very good. Bring the hands into prayer pose at the navel center. Inhale as the hands rise all the way up above the head. Keep a steady flow. The fingers will open into Lotus Mudra. Turn the petals inside. Point the hands down as we exhale, coming all the way back down to the navel center. Turn the hands back up, fingertips. Inhale it up. All the way up, inhaling deep, opening the
lotus petals, and beginning to exhale, slow exhale as we draw the hands back down. Open just a small gaze, like a tenth of the eyelids open, softly gazing into the depths of the lotus flower. Breathing on purpose, breathing with intention and presence into the heart of the lotus. Flower, held in your heart. Listen closely, gaze deeply. There is a message there for you. What is it that the lotus wishes to reveal to you? Listen and receive. Receive. love, the heart of source that lives within each and every one of us. We inhale deeply now and allow this lotus flower to rise. And exhale as we slowly bring the lotus back. Deep inhale up. And exhale as the lotus flower returns to the heart. Holding the lotus at the heart, breathe. Gaze deep into the center. So lovingly allow the petals of the lotus to slowly close. And allow the hands to rest into the heart. Palm on heart, hand on top of hand. Massage the heart center. Give gratitude for your breath. Give gratitude for the warmth, the love, the presence. Give gratitude for the energy of the lotus. The message of the heart, message of the soul, message of source love within us. Through us, as us, always and always. Receiving blessing, presence. Receiving the blessing of balance and stillness. Receiving all that is being revealed. For exactly what is. No need to change anything about it, just receiving the moment with gratitude. Yourselves here and now to shift the body if you need to. Shake, shake, shake the body out. Allow yourselves some moments to free and move the body. Ram Ram Hari Ram Ram Hari Hari.
inside of the sounds. So the sound of Ram is a combination of two sounds, Ra and Ma. Ra is the sun and Ma is the moon. And together they are representative of source and totality within us. And Hari, Hari, is the seed sound of infinity. And when we make the sound Had, E, Hari, Hari, it's the creative sound of infinity coming into manifest form. Soul, source, self. We let the mantra sing us. And we let the subtle structure of the sound vibrations reveal to us more of who and what we really are. We allow the next steps to be revealed, to become clear and self-evident. And we feel our inner authority buzzing with aliveness as we step into our ever-unfolding, ever-becoming, ever-expanding, authentically empowered, aligned, awake, and aware selves in manifest, magnificent expression. Ram, Ram, Hari Ram. Ram, Ram, Hari Hari. Ram, Ram, Hari Ram. Ram, Ram, Hari Hari. Bring our hour of meditation full circle. I'd love for us to chant Oma Satoma Sadgamaya. Tamaso Macho Tir Gamaya. Mrit Yoram Amitam Gamaya. Together. This mantra is super powerful to chant morning and night. It's a good one to chant any time, and especially during times of great passageways, transitions, transformations. It helps remind us in our earthliness, in our finiteness, that we are infinite and limitless at the very same time. And so it's a mantra that recognizes, in the first part of each line, it recognizes what is in our human experience, what can be in our human experience, and also what we can allow from the infinite vantage point of all that is into our experience as just as real, because in fact it is the most real and the highest truth. The first line, Oma Satoma Sarganaya, this is lead me from illusion to truth. Lead me from untruth to truth. The second line, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, is lead me from dark to light. Lead me from dark to the light. And the third line, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya, is lead me from death. Or sometimes death as we perceive it in the humanness is walking around sleepwalking. Lead me from my unawakeness to the infinite life of light. Lead me from death to infinite life and light. So please repeat, Oma Satoma.
Oma Satoma.
Sargamaya.
Sargamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Gamaya.
Gamaya.
Oma Satoma.
Oma Satoma.
Sargamaya.
Sargamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Gamaya.
Gamaya.
Thank you.
aside and just continue to bask where we are right now, just only breathing through the left side. This is moon breathing. Breathing through the left channel of the nose. Integrating through the channel of the moon. Integrating through the channel of our receptive knowing. Integrating, breathing through the channel of our intuition. And allowing this right here, right now. These breaths through the left side of the nose, through the moon, to be our integration, our connection, and our full awareness of transformation that is here, that is now, that is infinite, that is evermore awake and aware within us, to infinity and beyond. Every breath is transformation. Breathe it in. Embody it. Deep inhale through the left channel. As you suspend the breath, remove your thumb from the other side. Bring your hands to your heart. Exhale through both sides. Just allow yourselves to find the resting breath. Rest in the breath. Embody in the breath. Repeat, I am here.
I am here.
I am now.
I am now.
I am infinite.
I am infinite.
I am loving awareness.
I am loving awareness.
I am here.
I am here.
I am now.
I am now.
I am infinite.
I am infinite.
I am loving awareness.
I am loving awareness.
I listen.
I listen.
I witness.
I witness.
I honor.
I honor.
I
know who I am.
I am loving awareness.
I am loving awareness.
Embodied I am.
Embodied I am.
Transformation I am.
Transformation I am.
Here and now I am.
Here and now I am.